No, 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 no.
Microphone works here. Turn down the music. I almost missed that. Just leaving my neighborhood here. Sorry, I didn't realize that was turned up still. But it's Monday, December 30th. And we're kind of off to a good start. I was able to get up early, I usually always get up early. I was able to get ready relatively quickly. And boy, was that a good choice, because it's actually snowing as fuck outside. So I actually had to start off by removing some snow off my driveway, which is always a shitty way to start the day. But you know, it's nothing compared to the shit I have to look forward to, picking up after people's shit, figuratively, at my work. I just really hate working with, people. Let's just put it this way. I'm having to do work for people who are on vacation right now, right? Who, I don't know. They try to make things as inefficient as possible, out of spite for the manager or the company, you know, or just because of the lack of skill, or a particular judgment of skill, of judgment of personality. I don't know. Right now, I'm kind of debating whether to put on my four-wheel drive. I don't know if it will be needed, because it doesn't look slippery or wet, icy. It's just powdered snow that's, about an inch or two that has covered the ground. And right now, traffic's kind of slow. Maybe I should turn it on. There we go. I think it's on. I don't know. Last time it was this crazy outside, I was kind of, in a way, amazed at how crazy the situation was. How much... how many slide-offs there was. It was just anarchy in the morning. And it was funny because the car in front of me was sliding off. And, in a way I was, worried, But I also thought it was a little funny, the situation where two or three cars were sliding, and, you know, could have very well have been an unavoidable accident for some folks. And, you know, I was laughing, and the same thing happened to me. And it's not like I have bad tires or anything, you know, and I have a pretty heavy vehicle. And then I turned on the four-wheel drive, and then I was good, you know. Speaking of which, I just remembered I have a seat warmer. I don't think it's working, though. They turned it on, you know, but everyone always complains about the seats warming up on the passenger side. You know, these leather seats, sometimes it's a little bit too cold for your cheeks, and that really helps. But, you know, I was talking about when the podcast started, I don't know if you caught that, but there's a lady, she was running up the hill in my neighborhood, and she is wearing all white, you know, she's jogging, and she's wearing camouflage clothes for the snow. And instead of driving on the sidewalk like a normal peasant, she's running on the road like a maniac, and you could barely see her. It's ludicrous for sure. I don't know how I ended up with a whole, now it's kind of melted off, but I wiped down my windows before I started driving, and then all of a sudden my back windshield was filled with snow. But luckily I have a handy dandy windshield defroster. But yeah, it's been a crazy morning. I just don't see how someone in the right mind could think it's a good idea with low light visibility conditions to flat out jog in the middle of the road where cars could easily, you know. So what kind of irked me was there was, so it's a freaking, it's a road, right? Residential road. It's snowing. There's two assholes parked on the road, which you're not supposed to do during the winter time because it snows, and for this very exact same reason. So there's about four cars parked, or five cars, you know, three on one side, two on the other side. So it basically narrows the street down. So if there's two cars oncoming, right? If there's two oncoming cars... Hold on, I don't want to... I just get nervous every time I pass intersections. Sorry. Hold up. Yo, I totally lost my train of thought of what I was talking about. Damn, that sucks. I guess today is not gonna be a very good day for me. It snowy. Days like this, I really wish I could work from home. I don't know how many people are gonna go to work. I know many people are on vacation. And it's just funny how they... What's this guy doing? He could have very easily have gone around this guy in front of him so he can make the left-hand turn. But he just... Maybe he slid his car, his Nissan Altima, was too sliding too much. So now he's going to have to wait 3 minutes. So he's clearly trying to make a left turn. He could have made it. I could see his back tires. I don't know if their visibility was off. But clearly they thought they couldn't make it. You know, so now they have to wait. Kind of sucks, but... This guy was just dumb in front of me. Could have backed up, you know, or I wasn't, you know, I gave him plenty of space, but whatever. I don't know what's new. So the Jazz got Jordan Clarkson, and I didn't watch him play the other night, but apparently he did really good, 19 points, and we got the win. And basically he's adding what the Jazz didn't have, which was scoring off the bench. And XM, that was supposed to be XM's role. You know, he had the chance to become a Lou Williams type player, right? I don't think he wanted the pressure in Utah. I really think that, you know, maybe he knew he wasn't going to be a star caliber player that the Jazz were expecting him to be. So maybe he just, wasn't ever going to live up to expectations. Or, you know, I really do hope he does well and makes the Jazz management look stupid, you know, because the Jazz are one of those teams where, you know, they're quick to shit on players who leave the organization and don't want to play for Utah, you know, or look down on Utah, you know, like Darren Williams, Gordon Hayward, you know, some of the most recent players. The thing is that there's been plenty of situations where they have been, you know, unfair or biased to certain players. You know, and it is what it is. You know, I don't know why they got, you know, they let go of Millsap, basically. I really think that they had, they could have gotten James Harden. You know what, there's no way that they wanted that kind of personality here in Utah. And, you know, if, I don't know if... James Harden would have wanted to be here, you know, but definitely would have been, you know, a great thing, kind of cool thing to see, you know, back when James Harden was in OKC and everyone knew he was a star, and there just wasn't enough, you know, and people were saying that it was because Kevin Durant and Westbrook were so much better, you know, that it made it really easy for him. But you could easily see that he was getting his own shots. They had what it, you know, they basically could have just paid for a dynasty, and OKC was not willing to do that. And now they're fucked. They don't have Durant. They have Westbrook. You know, it all started with, you know, fucking over either Ibaka or James Harden. They decided to fuck over James Harden. You know, these organizations, they don't have loyalty for, you know, unless you're a Kobe Bryant type player, Giannis, you know, you're not going to get your say in a lot of office management positions. Um, the roads are starting to clear up here a lot ever since leaving the valley and merging into Taylorsville. They seem to take care of the roads a lot better. And it's just so crazy how, like, these little counties, their little taxed, the money they get from all the taxes and whatnot from the businesses and everything around here. There's these services. How is that not for, like, the... Maybe it's just my ignorance. Maybe it is the state who funds all the roads for the entire... You know, I just noticed that there's, like, a lot of differences between certain cities and counties, and I didn't know if it could be attributed to, you know, the skill level of certain districts, or maybe the funding in certain districts. Who knows? I don't know. I'm just bullshitting here on the Approach Lee podcast. It's almost the end of 2019, and it's almost the end of today's podcast. I don't know. I brought the ticket count down below 50 for the first time in a couple years. And today I'm going to have that same mind state of just closing tickets. And, I'm really hoping that a lot of people are still on vacation. But what I'm finding is these assholes who took vacation off are really doing a shit job. And leaving the people who are still in the office to be held accountable for their mistakes. So issues arising from shit that people who I would have worked with would never have been in this situation, you know, I'm having to deal with because we have incompetent workers. And, oh man, I just, as much as I love this company, they keep pushing me towards it's not the right fit, because as much as my manager tells me that, you know, we have a similar ideology and he believes in my work, and even though he doesn't give me any liberty, and you know, he wants to keep me on the chain and yada yada, you know, it's all right, it's whatever. I get paid a decent amount. I'm underpaid, as I found out, you know, because I looked up salaries, and I looked up, you know, salaries in Utah and versus salaries nationwide on my position. And the thing is that I'm working maybe about three different positions, you know. Wow, was this an accident or car went out? I'm getting jumped in the middle of the road, but it's really awkward spot. I don't know how they got stuck there, but yeah, so who knows. I'm almost to work. I really hope it's an empty day today, where there's no one to deal with. And I just remember I'm gonna get in trouble because I was doing some work from home, and I already had gotten in trouble. And it's just so frustrating because I just don't see the problem with it. He wants, you know, and then I email my manager, and he doesn't fucking answer me, you know, like. I don't want to call him, like, these inconvenient times, you know. I don't know. This job's too stressful for me. I think I need to find my way out, because this is actually the longest job I've held in my life. And, you know, I'm the kind of person who gets bored very easily. You know, there's not much new stuff I can learn. And this old stuff I've been doing for a while, it's just not very, not very passionate for it, you know. I enjoy the fact that I get to help people, you know, and get them through their day, but I'm not sure if it outweighs the annoyance I have from the annoyance I have from I don't know. I'm here. I made it to work. Do anything. Facebook jail. So